Time to get into our Tech Tuesday focus. Tonight, we are looking at how to maximize online usage this coming Black Friday. Digital transformation lead at SAP South Africa, Paige Dos Santos, talks us through this one. Welcome to Money Talk, Paige.
Thank you so much, Timmy. Great to be with you this evening.
Thank you very much for your time. Paige, first explain to us the chatbot's offerings in this regard. What is on offer and how can we maximize the usage here?
So, Timmy, what we're seeing a lot in the market at the moment is the move towards being able to interact with your customers via mediums that they're familiar with. So what we having a lot of conversation about from an SAP perspective is how our customers are able to engage via chatbots and actually be able to take them on everything all the way from a customer experience engagement perspective, so getting information on products and a little bit more detail, asking questions via chatbots, all the way through to actually being able to order via chatbots on these digital channels. What we're playing with a lot at the moment in our Hybris Labs is a new prototype called Charlie. And what Charlie is able to do is you're able to converse with her via Facebook Messenger and even place orders via the use of emoticons. So if you put an emoticon up of milk, Charlie will pop up with a couple of different options on what milk you could purchase. So it's literally just like chatting to a friend.
It sounds also cool, and I love the idea of chatting to Charlie as your friend. How easy is it to use?
So from a business perspective, it is absolutely easy to use. We are at the beginning stages of the process, so Charlie's only at the moment in prototype phase. But what we're seeing is a lot of rollout of functionality around this natural language processing space, and in particular around the machine translation components of that, which enables us to create models that translate from one language to another. It is very easy to get access to from a business perspective, and from a customer perspective, it's even easier. It's literally just like engaging in any typical channel like you would. And what I also think is exciting is from a retail perspective, we always view it from a customer perspective, but this is also going to change our in-store experiences because people will be able to create a much better store experience by using chatbot interfaces to drive prediction and awareness within the store context of what the employees need to be doing to make sure that they're optimizing your experience as a customer in store.
It definitely simplifies the experience for both the customer and the seller. What's there to be said about that relationship?
So I think at the moment, especially from a South African context, there's so much growth to be seen in the online shopping space. I saw there was a recent Nielsen survey that said only 1% of our total retail market is currently engaging on online shopping. And there's a huge opportunity around being able to create better customer experiences and drive the convenience aspects through the use of digital mechanisms. And also, I would say that from an engagement perspective, it's not only about how you engage in a digital mechanism, but also how you engage in store. And a lot of the conversations that we're having with customers at the moment are how you actually create an omni-channel experience that moves even further into that space of being omnipresent. So how you're able to utilize cameras to be able to see what your customers are experiencing in the store, in the queue. Are they happy? Are they getting frustrated? So you get a much more cohesive view of how those customer touch points are looking everywhere from your digital channels all the way through into your physical stores.
Is South Africa ready for this?
I think we are, absolutely. You know, it was remarkable. There was a study that I was engaged on a couple of months ago in one of the retailers. And what was so interesting is we so often assume that because our challenges are different in an African context, that our lower income groups and potentially more older people are not ready for this. And there was this amazing lady, she was sort of in her late 50s and from a lower income bracket. And she was demanding to know why she wasn't able to engage with this retailer through a digital channel. And it's stories like that that really bring to light the fact that we need to test our assumptions and really get to grips with how we utilize digital in a specifically African context.
That said, does it mean we are literally going digital from here on, going into the future? Not much face-to-face interaction will still be around.
So I think there's two elements to that, where it's already going to be driven by our consumers and what their behaviors look like. So where it makes sense for them to engage from a convenience perspective through only digital channels, you'll see a big movement towards that. But increasingly, on the opposite side of that, there's going to be a lot of value that will be placed on that personal interaction from a physical experience perspective. And I think that what we're going to be seeing is that with the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning, we're going to find ways to even exceed your customers' expectation in those one-on-one interactions by providing them exactly what they want and when they want it, with that warm physical human interaction too.
How far is South Africa compared to global counterparts where this particular element is concerned?
Well, from an SAP perspective, we are very engaged in the retail space with a number of the top retailers in the country. And what we're seeing is they are definitely embracing this. And moving forward, I think this can only continue. So I think from a South African perspective, we sometimes consider ourselves sitting on the edge of the continent and maybe not as forward-thinking as some of our global counterparts. But having worked in the innovation space for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. I can honestly say that sometimes the fact that we're a little bit on the edge of the continent segregated from the rest of the world often acts as a hotbed for innovation. And we're seeing some of the most remarkable breakthroughs coming through out of the South African continent.
What are the cons then in going this route, if there are any, because it sounds pretty positive where I'm sitting?
So I think with every new technology, there's pros and cons, and it always goes through this sort of teething phase. And for each business, the unique use cases will look different. And I think it's important that what we do from a business perspective is we embrace the technologies and try them out, utilize them, but really importantly, learn from those interactions. Learn what the pros are, learn what the cons are, and what our customers are wanting specifically. And yeah, so that's what I'd say from that perspective.
So Black Friday is coming up. If you are like me and hate the madness that happens at retail stores on days like these, what is the best advice from you in terms of how do I maximize what is currently available in South Africa to also be a part of these Black Friday bargains?
So my first experience of Black Friday in terms of, and actually online clothing shopping, which was a big jump for me, was last year I saw these amazing discounts on Superbalist, funnily enough, and mm-hmm. went on and purchased straight away and got to grips with online shopping. And I think that is actually what Black Friday is, a great mechanism to help consumers to dip their toes into digital shopping to a greater experience, to increase their penetration. So I'd really encourage businesses to be able to take advantage of that and just push people a little bit further with a great deal to engage in a way that they're not usually familiar with. And from a consumer perspective, there are some great deals out there. And so definitely check out what your favorite stores are doing in the online sphere too. You might be able to get those great bargains without getting a black eye in the queue.
I'm definitely going that route this year. Thank you so much for your input, Digital Transformation Lead at SAP South Africa, Paige Dos Santos, talking us through how to maximize online usage this coming Black Friday.